Thursday morning, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Captain Bobby's on the line.
He is, because it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Good morning, boys. How are y'all?
We are good. How are you? You out there fishing this morning?
I have like the bravest crew in Mobile County. I tried to talk them out of going this morning because it was blowing 17 knots. And they said, nope, we want to go. And I'm telling you, boys, it is picturesque this morning. Nice. You just couldn't have picked a better morning. So these guys are either real lucky or real smart or something, but they sure figured out that today was the day to go. So and it's paid off too, because I'm sitting there watching them reeling two at a time as we're speaking on the phone. We've been catching two or three at a time since we got here this morning, so it's all paid off. Hear that cork rattling?
That's them catching. What a morning. That's wonderful.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
Unbelievable. It never works this way for me. Usually we cancel and it turns out like this, but this is one. So I'm giving the credit to the crew this time.
Well, when you sign up to fish with Captain Bobby Everscott, you're signing up for a good time. Most of the time we hear you just catching them one right after the other. Last week we were talking a little bit about how the temperature is starting to change a little bit. Now we're going to get some more heat here these next few days, but that water temperature, what's going on there?
Well, it's, you know, continuing what we talked about last week on the end of the report. You know, we had that cloud cover and wind, some storms all week, and it's dropped this water temperature. I look back at this time last year, we're over 10 degrees cooler right now than we were this week last year. And I'll tell you, the fish react to that. The cooler water, like we talked about last week, holds more dissolved oxygen. Basically, that just keeps the fish biting better well into the day when the water's cool. Now, like you just said, if it stays sunny and it's going to get hot this weekend, right now we're fishing mirror slick water. It's going to warm it back up, but not to the extent where I think we're going to be where we were, you know, this time last year for a typical August. So the whole moral to that story is, you know, if we get good weather, and I think we're supposed to this weekend, it'd be a great weekend to get out there. Topwater fishing's been phenomenal early in the morning. We're catching them on little shrimp imitations under corks right now. That's always, matter of fact, if that doesn't work, your next step is dynamite. So, you know, I'd always have a shrimp imitation or a live shrimp under a cork all the time. You know, that's going to get you out of a bind. But right now, that's what they're wrecking them on right now. And so those would be my choices. And then the other thing, too, this time of year, even though the water temperature's cooled off a little bit, if you can get your hands on live croakers this time of year, man, these trout, when it gets warm like this, they just have a hankering for those live croakers. But I think it's going to be a great weekend to be out there on the water. I think we've got a pretty good tide. We're kind of like high in the morning and starting to fall, so you're going to have water movement all day. It'd be a great weekend to be out on the water.
That's some good news to hear, Captain Bobby. If folks want to book a trip with you, they need to get it done because you're always filling up the calendar. How can they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and while you're there, you can check it out. We're running our beat, talking about temperature, running our Beat the Heat special through the end of September. So you got a good reduced rate trip on something that's kind of approaching fall fishing. It's not truly summertime fishing, but you got that coming up for you. So that information is all on our website, which is ateamfishing.com.
You're always upbeat, Captain Bobby, but today you're kind of giddy, over the top, happy. So we're happy for you, man.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having me on. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
There
Captain
he is.
Bobby.
Captain Bobby Everscott with A-Team Fishing and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. Coming up, we'll get into the Mobile mayoral race, some extra drama there this week, and we have the debate coming up today as well. More Mobile Mornings on the way.